Bennett Road. Cause Ben wears all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, jam with stars. Cross that alley seems so far, but tonight. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with our stranging, ringing, singing ways.
Takes a look around, she makes her face a frown. She takes a breath to keep her feet up on the solid ground. She don't like what she sees, she don't know what she needs. But she can tell that she ain't never gonna find it here. She doesn't make a sound, she just keeps looking down. But the way she grips her chair is like her body's screaming out. And I don't know her name, but as she looks my way, I hear her say, could you please take me away, away. To the street where no one else can see the wildfire that she's got burning inside of me. Puts her lips on got just a thing I need. Or an abundant light is all that I can see. She's got this hold on me. You know this doesn't happen every day. I never fall in love this way. I know I'll have some hell to pay, but I've got to lay her down today. It doesn't matter what I do. She's got me fiending through and through.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm not. Yeah. This is What's Happening. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm John Mark.
Yeah. And we're on from 5 to 6 on Sunday afternoon. I first want to mention that, again, today at Tavern at the End of the World, Nellie Flanagan is having an open mic. And I believe that's from 6 to 10. I unfortunately forgot that the guest they're having play from 4 to 6 today, Bob, his name is Bob something, I'm sorry. But go out, check the Tavern End of the World, that's right on the Somerville-Charlestown line. And they have excellent food and excellent entertainment. Tell Nellie Flanagan I said hi.
And there's a lot of Porch Fest going on. They had a great one up in Plum Fest yesterday.
Yeah. Somerville had a great one last weekend.
Yeah.
And there's another one coming up in Quincy, and I think there's one in...
JP in Worcester.
And JP.
In Arlington in June 3rd.
Oh, they're doing it too. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, everywhere. And a couple of our friends performed yesterday, Greg Guba.
Yeah.
I just want to blank on the CD. The CD, Backroom Blues, Volume 4.
Yeah.
But I just went blank on the song.
Yeah. And also Flight of Fire played yesterday also at Plum Fest.
And so did Tsunami of Sound.
Yes. So that was a really good show up there.
So tell us about yourself, John.
Oh, my name is John Mark. I'm a singer-songwriter. I live in Arlington, Mass. I am... been playing out for about 5 or 6 years, doing songwriting for much longer than that. But I play generally in this area inside 495, but I play up at the listening place up in Lowell. I play at a few different venues around, but mostly at the Burn, the Lizard, and up at the Armory.
Do you go to the open mics there?
Yep, I do the open mics there.
Tom Bianchi was doing both, but now he's passing the Lizard one over to a good friend of ours, George Woods, is on tour. Yep. And Tom has been doing very successfully doing the Backroom Burn series.
The Burn series, there's a lot of good music there.
It's really picking up some of the slaps since we lost Joni D, so yeah. We tip our hats to Tom Bianchi.
And yeah. Talking about George Woods, he and Ruby Rose Fox are going to be performing at the Brighton...
Music Hall.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
In June.
Yes, right. That's going to be a good.
It's going to be a heck of a show.
Yeah. She's
great talent there.
She's very good.
We love Ruby Rose Fox. We love you too, George.
Don't start singing We Love You, Conrad. That's just going to be a little bit, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So, what brought you into music? What did you grow up listening to? You
know? Okay. So, I'll date myself. I first started playing guitar back in the 60s and then kind of put it away and picked up the acoustic guitar after I got through college and stuff. And I've always played acoustic. So the first songs I started playing were, you know, Beatles and Dylan and Peter, Paul and Mary. And so that's sort of where I cut my teeth. And that's, you know, kind of this pretty much the sound I still have, you know, is that a lot of people think that's sort of where my original stuff, what it sounds like.
Well, those are great people to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you listen to when you were growing up, though? I mean, I know you...
Well, growing up, I listened to anything that was... I was in Memphis, Tennessee at the time, and I listened to a rock station down there called WHBQ, and the guy down there was really good friends with Elvis, and with the big DJ down there, and so we listened to a lot of rock and roll and, you know, British Invasion and... You know, all that kind of stuff.
And and who do you listen to today?
I'll be real candid. I don't listen to too much on the radio now. I listen to a lot of folk artists and a lot of traditional music. Most of the CDs I've been buying recently have been traditional or ethnic, like choro music, fado, and with his Portuguese folk and different things like that. And so I'm kind of getting into some of that kind of, different type of thing. So that's sort of where I'm at. My next songs are probably going to be more in that area.
And, of course, you know, as we profess on both stations, WMWM, but WMFO is local music and getting out there and seeing the artists perform. And whether it is at no cost or nominal cost to get out and support local artists. And whether you're supporting those who are just coming up, we've got some great ones like Lily Black.
Yes.
Or people who've been out there
Abby
performing.
Barrett.
Yeah, people who or people who have been performing for a long time.
Right.
The thing is to get out there and support it and to enjoy it, because without artists like them, like you, music wouldn't exist.
Yeah, people don't understand, you know, when somebody's a big pop star, they just don't fall out of the sky or pop out of the ground.
Right.
You know, some of them do have to pay their dues. Yes, I know there's the whole debate about The Voice and America's, you know, Got Talent and those type of things. But, you know, they start on, you know, talent shows in their, you know, middle schools or, you know, coffee houses or the local, you know, open mics and stuff like that.
Or performing for your own family as you're growing up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you said that you now are doing a Great Dylan style.
Yeah. A few months ago, before he got the Nobel Prize, I had this sort of premonition that something big was going to happen with Dylan. This is after we had lost Prince and Bowie and a few other people. I said, man, you know, who's the next one, the big guy going to go? And I thought it was probably going to be Dylan, because he's getting up there. And he, by the way, his birthday is Wednesday. He'll be 76. And so I said, I want to do something to get his music more recognized, because a lot of people don't really know that much about him, or a lot of younger people. So I started an event that we had at the Burn a few times in the fall called Dylan the Round. And a few of the local artists worked with me, and we did a songwriter around format of Dylan songs. And then we capped it off and took it to the Armory in Salem, in Somerville. We did an event there one Saturday night in the cafe. We did like a two-hour show of all Dylan. We had two different groups of artists. We did the songwriting around. It was really good. We had a lot of fun. And we used the in the round format to talk about the songs and why they were written, why we chose them, and how we got to Dylan ourselves.
Well, I mean, without Bob Dylan, most of what's out there since, you know, the late 50s wouldn't be there.
Right. We'd be just blowing in the wind.
I was going to say that.
I couldn't help it. No,
that's why he's still with us. Because the answer is blowing in the wind, and he's...
You mentioned that's the one he refuses... Which is the one he refuses to play?
Yeah, that's Blowing in the Wind is the one he pretty much refuses to play in concert now, because he just kind of burned out on it. Yeah.
Unlike the gentleman named Don McLean, who only has to play one song. I mean, for the rest of his life, he plays one song.
Well, at least Bob Dylan didn't come back with an updated version that would basically bum everybody out, you know. You know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Plus, he's got over 500 to pick from.
Yes.
He's a pretty prolific guy.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I mean, you know, Peter Paul and Mary.
Yeah.
You know,
Tom Paxton. Yeah. Joan Baez. Yep. Judy Collins. Yeah. All kinds of people.
Yeah. I mean.
Tom Rapp.
What about the James Taylor? You know,
and Joni Mitchell,
Pete Carole
Seager.
King.
Yeah,
you know, some of those other
Arlo Guthrie. I mean, it's all that.
Guthrie. Ian Anderson. Oh, no, Eric Anderson. Yeah.
Yeah. Different.
Tim Hyden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Hyden had a lot of great stuff back in the day, and
yeah,
a lot of stuff. Music continues on.
I hear there's a.
Well, I think his son.
I hear there's a local artist who plays a lot of great Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Marks.
There you go. We are lucky to have him right here with us. Okay.
Here we go. All right. Early in Dylan's career, he was living in New York City, as we all know. And his first girlfriend was a young lady named Suze Rotolo. And she was on the cover of one of his early albums. They were walking hand in hand down New York Street.
Yeah. Freewheeling.
Freewheeling.
Yeah.
That's right. And she was an interesting young lady. She was a... the daughter of an Italian and I think it was Czech or some Soviet country, her mother. And her mother was in the Communist Party and an editor for a newspaper in the United States, in New York. And so Dylan had some exposure at that time to some different thinking.
Yeah.
And so he was really in love with her, but Suze wanted to go to Italy and go to art school. She was an artist, which she did. And so they wrote a lot, corresponded a lot. He visited her in Italy a couple times. And one of the songs he wrote for her is the one I'm going to play next, called Made You Feel My Love. When the rain is blowing your face and the whole world is on your case, I would offer you a warm embrace, make you feel my love. In this evening showers and the stars appear, and there's no one to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years, make you feel my love. No, you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. Known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I go hungry, I go black and blue, I go crawling down the avenue. There's nothing that I wouldn't do, make you feel my love. Storms are raging in the rolling sea, on the highway of regret. Winds of change are blowing wild and free, you ain't seen nothing like me yet. I'd make you happy, make your dreams come true, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, make you feel my love. Go to the ends of the earth for you, make you feel my love. So Dylan is not often thought of as a sort of a love song writer, but he has written quite a few. Problem is, he just doesn't sing them like love songs.
Well, you know, he's... See, what was it I saw the other day? Bob Dylan was performing, and they wanted him to play acoustic, and he decided he was going to play rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So, one of the songs he's best known for, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, is a breakup song. Actually, he wrote it about Suze Rotolo. So, Taylor Swift didn't invent breakup songs. Dylan wrote one back, way back. And so, Don't Think Twice is the song he wrote when they broke up. And as you know, it's probably one of the most covered songs that he has done. So, I'm going to do that one next. Ain't no use sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When that rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say. Try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. Walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, gal. So I'll just say, fare thee well. ain't saying that treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. Well, I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. Once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright. Yeah, forget about it now. Don't think twice, it's alright.
That was great. Trivia question.
Yeah.
What ended up happening to her?
I believe my record, she's already passed away.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But she came back to the U.S. and got married and stayed in New York City. She passed away.
Did she continue to be friends with him, or they were adrift from each other?
Don't know. What I'd love to see is there apparently were a lot of love letters written back and forth from Italy to. Yeah. That would have been interesting to see those. But definitely. Probably Dylan's the only one who has those.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like too much of a sharer.
Probably will. I mean, we hope he's here for a long time, but probably down the road.
Yeah. His son Jacob will turn them into songs.
Maybe.
Or into a book.
Or a museum.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Providence in June.
Okay.
I think it's the 22nd. It's the tail end of his European tour. He's coming through.
Jeez, Providence, Europe.
He's heading west.
Yeah, heading west.
Did the father and son ever do anything together? That's a good question.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think he and his son have ever...
Do they get along?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they do. Dylan's theory, or his quote on that, is that the parents failed, the husband and wife failed, but the parents did not.
Yeah.
So he feels like he and his wife, Sarah, I believe was her name, did a good job raising the kids. They just didn't make it as a couple.
Yeah. So you get some more stuff for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play the one that he doesn't play in concert.
Okay.
The one that... has been used as a protest song all over the world, blowing in the wind. And before we start that, the chorus, as you know, is "The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind." So there's two theories about that. One is that the answer is just sort of
out there,
floating out there, and never understood. The other one is that there is an answer, and it's like written down on a piece of paper. Then the paper lands on the ground. It's observed or read or whatever.
Yeah.
And the wind picks it up and takes it off again. Yeah. It's just sort of intermittent.
That's similar to, if you remember the end of Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
The feather,
yeah.
And, I mean, I know Richard Bach used that in his book.
Yeah.
Illusions. But, blowing in the wind, I mean.
And I believe that was a big hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. That's actually how I got to Dylan was because of this song in the Peter, Paul, and Mary songbook. And I played it for a while, and then I realized it was a Dylan song, and then I said, well, I should check this guy out.
The same thing happened with Joni Mitchell. A lot of stuff people would play and go, oh, really, that was a Joni Mitchell song. A lot of stuff happened with Dylan, from Hendrix to Peter, Paul, and Mary to many, many others.
Yeah.
It's like John Dietzendorf wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane, and who sang it? But Peter, Paul, and Mary. They made it
popular.
Yeah. They made it very popular. Of course, most people know him as the late John Denver.
Yeah.
And that was, if you ever saw his movie, that's the first thing that he ever got out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Dylan's music has been made popular by other people. I'll give you a personal experience. This past year, we lost Leonard Cohen. And everybody was playing his song, Hallelujah. And I heard this girl or lady say, they keep playing that Jeff Buckley song. understand why they do that. And I said, what do you mean?
I remember, you know, when I came up during BCN was a big radio station, and they would play Suzanne all the time, and it had a big impact. And I said, well, that's great. That's different. That isn't T40. It's something, you know. I mean, I did.
Yeah.
I did experience Peter Paul and Mary and all the folkies from the television, and we had Tenants that were playing jazz and folk and, yeah, and stuff like that. So that's how I heard it. But yeah, very good, good stuff. Yeah. So,
all right. How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? How many seas does a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before she's forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many years is one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Answer is blowing, blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? Answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
WMFO Medford, this is What's Happening.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And John Mark.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate that he doesn't want to sing it. And you did a great rendition.
Thank you.
You said you have some of your own stuff.
I do. I do. I'm going to play the first song I ever wrote first. And then I'm going to play the second one. And then the most recent one. Is that good?
That sounds excellent.
Okay. So the first song I ever wrote, I moved to Boston. It's been about 30 years ago. I got into Boston for a meeting. I'm a business type guy during the day, and I had gone in early to beat the traffic. I was on the common having a cup of coffee, and I noticed a homeless couple that was sitting there, or actually lying there. They had slept on the ground, and I watched them wake up, and they were getting their things together, and the guy leaves, and the woman continues to kind of pack up everything into their bags. He comes back with a cup of coffee, and as he's coming back, she pulls out the top half of a compact mirror, a broken compact with a mirror, and puts some lipstick on, and then touches her lips and kind of puts a little on each cheek to give it a little color, and then sort of runs her hands through her hair. And then at that point, he comes in with her cup of coffee, her breakfast, and she smiles at him, he smiles at her, and the title of the song is what came to me. I said, she's the prettiest bag lady he's ever seen. So the title of the song is The Prettiest Bag Lady. You're the prettiest bag lady that I ever saw. Your eyes sparkle when you say hello. I walked down the street and caught your glance. I wonder what you're thinking if we might have a chance. The pretty lady that passed me by, I hope you notice that I want to drive with you. Make you believe in love again.
Hi, oh my, Miss Bag Lady dear, how I'd like for us to be near. I think I know what I must do. I'll pack my bags and walk with you for a while. Walk with you down the road. The prettiest bag lady that I ever saw, I met her on the street in front of a bar. She walked up to me, extended her hand. Ever since then, things have been grand.
The prettiest bag lady. So when I wrote that song, my concern after watching was, what's going to happen to them? Where are they going to, how'd they meet? What can he offer? I mean, he can't say, come to my place, you know, or whatever. So the way I resolved the song was, he wanted to spend time with this lady, he cared about her, and he just said, I think I'll just pack my bags and walk with you for a while. And really, that isn't that all we all have? We all just have the moment, we can just spend time with the people we care about and move on. So the next song is a very interesting song. The title of the song is The Face of a Child. And this is, again, a long time ago, over almost 30 years ago, when people used to pick up hitchhikers. And I picked up a hitchhiker who, a young man, very clean cut, new blue jeans, white t-shirt, and a backpack. And as we were driving along, I learned that he had just been released from prison. He had been incarcerated for about 9 months for a felony. He had stolen some money. And as a byproduct, his family disowned him, and he had never hadn't seen them. They didn't even come to his trial. There was no one at the prison to pick him up when he was released. He just started hitchhiking. And as we got in the car, he asked me tons and tons of questions. And so those questions gave rise to this song called The Face of a Child. I can't look into the face of a child, see a tree grown tall, winter snowfall. I can't help but wonder who made them all, who made them all. I'd like to know why the tide comes in, stays a while, then goes out again. Like to know who thought of these things, who thought of these things. I can feel the wind blowing on my face, comes and goes without a trace. Does anyone know where that wind comes from, where it's going to? Why do some people meet and others never at all? Is there someone out there awaiting my call? Of all the many people in this place, with whom shall I be? From the mountaintops down to the sea, does anyone here ever notice me? I wonder, does anyone really care? Does anyone care about me? Well, I can't go on without asking why. Is there more to life I haven't tried? Is there anything you think I should hear? Please tell me if you do. Are there any
Are there any answers you can give me? A question or two might even help me see why am I me and you are you? And what are we supposed to do? I can't look into face of a child, see a tree grown tall, winter so full. I can't help but wonder who made them all. I wonder who made them all. I wonder made them all.
Thank you.
Yeah, today you normally aren't picking up hitchhikers. And
you don't pick them up anymore, no.
And answering questions.
But he was a clean-cut kid, you know.
Well, but you said it was about 30 years ago, right?
He was in his early 20s.
So you figure the news wasn't what the news is today, and, you know, to keep up with what's going on.
He made a stupid mistake. He stole some money from his employer and got caught, and it was large enough to be a felony, so he went to prison.
And, well, he gave you a song.
And he gave me a song.
So, do you have any gigs or websites?
Actually, I'm playing tomorrow night. I'm playing down at the Cape Conservatory in Falmouth.
Yeah.
And Thursday night, I'm playing at The Loop, which is an open mic type event at the Armory in Somerville. And then I have a couple other gigs coming up the following week. And I'm going to be playing at Porch Fest in Arlington on June 3rd.
And you your websites and your Facebooks again?
My Facebook is music page is at JM Acoustic Music for John Mark Acoustic Music. And you can find me on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation under John Mark.
That's great.
And do you have any CDs out?
I do not. All my music is online. It's all free, downloadable.
That's the best way to get your word out there and your music out there and share your interpretations of other people's music like Bob Dylan and your own.
Yeah.
Do you have one more for us?
Sure. I'll play a song. A lot of my songs are about relationships, like the Bag Lady song and other songs. So this is a song called The Guarded Heart. And it's motivated by an article that was written by a writer named Kathy Parker out of Australia that writes about difficult relationship types issues. And this one's about how does a person who has been hurt, how do they learn to love again? So this is called The Guarded Heart. Little by little, she exposes what she feels, watching intently to see what it reveals. As she opens the door, you see the shadows of her soul. Shadows of her soul. As your fingers trace over scars left from before, you begin to understand her a little more. Little by little, you learn to love a guarded heart. Love a guarded heart. She's nurture and she's passion, touch of madness in her soul. She's ready to run if things get out of control. In the quiet of the calm, she's brave and she's strong. Brave and she's strong. Little by little, you learn to love a guarded heart. Little by little, you learn to
the love a guarded heart.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That was wonderful.
And that was John Mark. And catch his upcoming performances and visit him on Facebook.
And as we always say, support local music. Get out there and enjoy it, because it starts here.
And thanks again.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, continuing on.
Going to go back to some recorded music.
Here we go. Yeah, that was a cool tune, Aaron. Next week, we're getting near the end of our hour here. We're going to have the new record by Locating Rowley, and that is former members of The Rings and The Wicker Men and The Bamboo Gang, and they will be here in studio, and they're going to be premiering this CD here, and it'll be great. And we have a secondary artist, I believe, I can't remember who it is, but the Beth Harrington one that was supposed to be today has been moved up to June the 10th. And I will be posting the shows as we go along as events on the What's Happening page or the Michael Scott Stewart page. So keep an eye out for those. A lot of great talent. We're booking all the way into July. And we're going to have some interesting guests. So what do you think, Aaron?
Well, John was great.
Yeah.
You know, playing Dylan songs and his own songs, and I like his interpretation.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we're always interested in what you got, and if you have a song or a CD or you want to get some airplay or come on air, go to the What's Happening page, speak to Aaron or speak to me on the Michael Scott Stewart page.
And we've got plenty of shows to play them on.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a lot of dates open in June and July, I believe, at WMWM, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on there, too. So, what's next? Matthew Stubbs, his new CD, out a few Medford in Maine, and we're going to play the title track off of that. Catch Him, he plays Sinclair in the front room every once in a while, so I'd say go out and catch him. Yeah, that was Matthew Stubbs, Medford, yep. In Maine, and we're going to probably wait one more song, and this has you've been listening to What's Happening. This is on Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock at WMFO 91.5 FM and web streaming, and we hope you come back next week, and we're going to go out with another song, and Yvonne will be up shortly with his. So, anyways.
And we want to thank the tech genius.
The person that keeps this place running. We might not remember his name.
Oh, how can we forget his name? It's the same forward and backwards.
Yeah.
So, going to go out with this great song. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
At
WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford.
Start this show.